everybody. Welcome to a special episode of BioChat, a podcast by Apclonal Technology. My name is Ken Lung, and with this podcast, we aim to familiarize you with not only Apclonal's contributions to efforts in scientific discovery, but also to highlight the direction of ongoing research and help scientists determine how to best leverage their skills to improve global human health and quality of life. In addition to that, we just kind of wanted to prove to you that we are humans and we have animals with us today because this is slated to drop on National Pet Day on April 11th. And because we love animals and they seem to trust us, maybe you should too. We have some of my lovely coworkers with me. You got Hannah. Say hi, Hannah.
Hi, this is Blaze Pizza with me.
Blaze Pizza is a very special name for a cat. You can see Peanuts on the screen if you are watching this on YouTube or whatever. Hi, Andrina. Who do you have?
Hi, I have Luna, who is currently back to her nap. I'll grab her for a quick preview soon. Disturb her one more time.
And Rosa in Chicago. You've seen Rosa and Andrina and Hannah, of course, on our previous podcast, but Rosa, you don't have a living pet, but you just have other guys with you, right?
Yeah, so my living pet is actually in China at my home, who is a turtle called Fenben, and he's probably over 25 years old now. But today I have my pillow, which is a little piggy with me. He keeps me company when I need some fun, like during the breaks of work. And I really miss my turtle pet in China. And hopefully next time when I go back to hometown, I can visit him. And I believe that he will live a longer life than me.
Yeah, they usually do. Is it an actual sea turtle or is it a tortoise like the land guys?
It's a sea turtle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you need a pond and everything for that?
Yes. Well, not necessarily a pond, but a big container of water at least. Yeah. And then the funny story was, I remember when I was in maybe high school, I tend to feed him with all the food that I eat, including like meat or ice cream and sometimes like watermelon. And one day he just got sick because he couldn't digest the stuff very well. And we take him to the vet med. And then it turns out like, I guess not many people have turtle as the pet. So all the doctors and nurses come to see him and trying to figure out what's wrong and probably can use him as an example for the future. And then in the end, I think the doctor just prescribed some medication that they didn't know even that would work or no. But in the end, we changed the water and feed him. And turned out, like once I stopped feeding him with the food that I eat, he becomes happy.
Awesome.
Yes. So that's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was teaching in Chicago high school science. We had a science fair, and one of my students in the AP biology class actually had a pet tortoise, and they did like a number of it was kind of like a psychological test to see which foods that they preferred. It was a very well done project, so he got an A, but it was a very unique project. So we do like turtles and tortoises, of course. This guy is Peanut. He's a Chihuahua. He's a white Chihuahua. We used to have a black Chihuahua who was part Min Pin Chihuahua, but he passed on about 8 years ago. So this guy is also a rescue. He came over from another family of my wife's coworkers, and they just couldn't take care of it anymore. So he got used to us, and now he won't stop sleeping with us. Yeah, we do have a cat, but she doesn't like the camera. So that was also a rescue from a neighbor in Chicago. So she traveled several thousand miles to hang out with us here in California, but then we're going back later on. So this is a very well-traveled cat.
Didn't Peanut used to have to be like baby swaddled to you for a while when you first got him?
Yes, but now he got fed and now he's big and fat. Not as fat as a Chihuahua can be, but he's a healthy kind of fat. So that's good. He's very healthy now.
My cat also doesn't like the camera. Like, she's on my lap right now. Thankfully, she stayed. The only time she likes the camera is when I have a client call. Then all of a sudden, she loves the camera and her fluffy tail needs to like make its little preview every single time. She loves to just like do this thing where she like wipes her mouth on the corner.
Yes.
Do your cats do that? Yes,
Oi does that. My girl cat does that too. Yeah. And then she'll go after and I'm like, what is this noise? Thank goodness it's never during a meeting, but like if I do have my laptop out and I walk away from the desk, like I'll come back and she'll be like, what are you doing? You want normal behavior.
Awesome.
My cat doesn't do that, but she just like greases up my laptop. I'm like, oh my god, like, you know, like she leaves little smears. I'm like, that's gross. And they're wiping it every time she does it.
Oh, is musking so you to get make sure that you know that you're hers and all your equipment is hers. Yeah, but it must be fun for your client calls to see a tail going, hey, what the heck is that?
I don't mention it, but sometimes I wonder if they notice like a little, just sometimes I like, I'll move it down really quick, you know, like grab a little, stop, like it's embarrassing. But yeah. I do wonder if they're like, what was that? Little duster off screen.
But maybe they helped you close a sale because everybody loves animals unless they're just weird or evil or something. Hannah, you have three cats now. Last time you only had two cats.
And then
you were like, oh my gosh, there's a third. And I was like, what? I thought you only had two.
No, so you saw Blaze Pizza. This is Jigsaw. He's our newest little boy.
He's also a black cat.
Like to be, well, no, yeah, Blaze is a gray tuxedo. He's our little black tuxedo. He does not like to be held though, so that's all we'll get of Jigsaw. But Jigsaw came to us as kind of like a chance thing. My younger brother, who's 16, was in class and he came home and he goes, do you want a cat? And I said, do I want a cat? I already have two. Why? He goes, well, my friend's cat had six kittens and they don't want all six. And I was like, okay, do you want a kitten? He was like, yes, I really do. And I was like, okay. So then my partner and I talked about the cost of adding a third cat and we can afford it. So we were like, why not? I've always had 3 to 4 cats in my life because my mother passed down the cat lady gene. So I was like, might as well embrace it this young. So that's how Jigsaw came to us. He lived with his mom and his siblings for about 9 weeks, and he's been living with us for a little over a month. He's very sweet and he's very purry. And then, come here, Blaze. You came back. So Blaze Pizza, and then Oi, who is an absolute diva, and she will not be coming on camera because she doesn't like anything to do with humans except for when she decides she wants them. Oh, Blaze is also saying no. Blaze is a big boy. He's about 16 pounds. He's healthy. Don't worry. Not fat, just very, very long. He's a very big boy. Blaze Pizza and Oi were foster siblings out of the Dallas animal shelters because I used to live in Dallas. And so I adopted them 3 years ago as a pair, a bonded pair. And it's been very fun to watch two cats grow up together. They're very different personalities. They're different types of hunters. My girl cat's an air hunter, but she's not a very good hunter. She can't even catch a housefly. And Blaze isn't a ground hunter. So on the off chance we ever do have a mouse or, you know, an ant, he's all over those ants and spiders. So yeah, I have three wonderful cats that all have their own quirky personalities, and I've always had three cats, and three is, I think, my limit. I think any more than that, it's a bit excessive. My mom has five cats right now, so.
Probably has a larger place with more litter boxes.
They have a larger place for sure, but all of my parents' cats use the litter. It's not a litter box. My dad got tired of having multiple litter boxes. And he bought one of those very giant, like, tubs that you use for storage, like a really massive, like the size of like probably like 4 feet across and like 2.5 feet wide. And he cut out and sanded a door for the cats to walk through, and they poop in that. I think it probably holds like 30 pounds of litter on a given day. My cats have three litter boxes all spread out around the house, but my parents have just a giant storage container for five cats. Mm-hmm. Some of them do use the bathroom outside, though, so that helps.
Yeah, I did see this big thing. It's called a litter robot, I think. It looks like a Stargate, and it's like keeps churning the litter around, so you don't have to necessarily scoop it all the time, but it looks excessive. It's like $1,000.
How did you get Luna, Andrina?
I got her from the Humane Society in San Diego. They said she was just sitting there, like, napping by herself. I'm like, they just had, like, a room full of kittens.
Yeah.
And just, like, napping on the tower. And I was like, oh, this cat is so sweet. And then I took her home, and she was not sweet. Like, they said her, you know, they give you, like, little personalities. Yes. You're like, this kitten is playful, this and that. And I was like, oh, how cute. She's not. She hates people. She only likes me. It's taken her, I think she's like about 8 years old, and she has just now somewhat made peace with like my immediate family members. She won't be out and about. She'll just like acknowledge their existence, and like she's okay with them. She does not like anybody else at all. She's really weird like that, but she's really shy. I've had her since I went off, you know, to college a little bit away from my parents, a couple hours away. So when I went to UCSD, after my first year, I got an apartment. So that was like, I was like, that's it. I'm getting the cat that I've wanted my whole life, you know? So I'm super excited. She's been with me ever since.
Yeah, the cats have some trust issues more so than I guess dogs do. It took a couple of weeks for the cat. She was very, very tiny when we got her from a nice older lady who was the grandmother to one of my kids' friends. Apparently, the cat had been like abused by some kids on the streets of Chicago, so she took her in, but she couldn't keep her because she already had two other cats. So we took her, and the first day I got her, my wife had to go to work, kid had to go to school. I'm at home, and then I come back, and the cat's missing. And it took me like several hours to figure out that she had found an open drawer and went inside it and was behind the drawer. And then there was another time when we had a futon, and, you know, I closed the futon, and then you hear this frantic scratching, and she's just like kind of molds out of the futon, claws her way out. She's a wacky doodle. Hannah, you probably know more than the others, but she tends to do her business in the litter box behind me when I'm having Zoom meetings, so I'm extremely surprised that she didn't do so today. But she's asleep in her bed, according to my wife, so that's why she's not on camera.
Precious doesn't act precious. She likes to drop stink bombs during Zoom meetings. Kin will go, I need to pause, and I know what that means. It means Precious is in the room.
She takes some rank ones, yeah.
Yeah, but you've had Peanut for almost a year? It's less than a year.
It's been about 10 months we've had Peanut. Mm. And he wasn't too enamored with us the first few days because he thought he was being abandoned by his previous family. But then, as you can see, he's licking me because he loves me now. Except when he doesn't.
Did you have any other pets, Rosa, or just your wonderful turtle?
I only have my turtle, but I have friends who have dogs and cats. I kind of like playing with them, but right now I cannot keep any animals in my home. But overall, I really like playing with animals. And I think whatever you guys describe here, really interesting stories to hear. And I can feel that you have that bond with your animal. And when you have that bond, you feel like you're not alone. Like even you have a not so good day at work, but when you finally end all the work of the day and can spend some time with the little friends, that's the most important part of your life. And of course, your family and friends as well, but pets are part of the life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
We have pets, so we feel better about talking to ourselves.
I think my brother's friends think I'm crazy because I talk to the cats like you would talk to a kid. For example, my cats are indoor cats, but they sometimes get special outside time where they have to sit on a little bench and we can look at the world, but we can't get down. And if we get down, we're in trouble. We go back inside. She recently wanted to go out, and it was a very nice day, 50 degrees, sunny. I don't blame her. And we went outside, but I told her before we went out, I said, if you do anything, you're going to go back inside and we're not going back out again. No more outside. Okay. She went outside and then she came back in and she didn't yell at me because she knows better. But my brother came downstairs and she was trying to be opportunistic and she was like howling, like, let me out, let me out. And Grayson was like, oi, stop. And then I walked over to the kitchen. I said, oi, you need to knock it off. We talked about this. You're not allowed back outside. And she went, and then she walked away. And she knows when she's in trouble. Cats understand tone. I think cats are smarter than people give them credit for. Mm-hmm. Blaze Pizza knows how to sit and touch and do high five because he really likes treats. But Way is too smart for that. And she knows that if she waits long enough, I will cave and give her said treat without any tricks. So
a manipulator.
She is a little bit of a diva. Yeah. We call her Miss Diva Pants.
Yeah, they know the shake of the treat box now. They will just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, we use that to our advantage because our Jigsaw is too young to explore the house at night by himself, mostly because Oi isn't totally cool with him yet. So I've been manipulating him by shaking the treat bag and giving him one treat, and then I snatch him up because he's really fast. He's the fastest kitten I've ever had. And then I take him upstairs and I put him in his room for the night. But I'm kind of fresh to do that, but it's okay.
Have any of your cats discovered the door stopper?
No, yes. But I know you can do yours.
And only at night. She only ever does it in the middle of the night. And it's just like, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, now of all, she only does it at night. It's like she knows, like, this is a peaceful time. And if she wants food or anything, she'll just whack it. It's just the little thing, the little cap that's on a doorstop. I always find it like laying around my house. I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, Luna.
Yeah. Blaze used to, we used to have a painting above our bed and Blaze would come up and grab it underneath and pull it off the wall, which would like freak me out because of the bang, but also would scare me because if it fell on top of me. And so that's how I knew he wanted food. Now I have learned better. There is no painting above our bed now that we've moved, but we have a little trash can that he'll just go bang, 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 bang when he wants to be fed. So well, they really like they like to get innovative with it. That is for sure. It's better than when I used to get punched in the face. He used to come up to me with his no claw out and just want my nose when he wanted food. So better than that. I'll take trash can over that.
Apparently the animals are training humans to, to cooperate. Yeah.
Too smart.
Yeah, I know you have domesticated me, or at least some of your ancestors did, but now I am doing this to you.
Yeah. Cats view us as like big cats that aren't good at being cats. Like, that's the whole science behind, like, why they apparently bring you treat. Like, they think it's a treat, but when they bring you, like, dead animals if they're outdoor cats, that's apparently why. Because they think we can't hunt for ourselves.
Yeah, that reminds me of that story of the guy who's, like, photographing stuff in Antarctica. And this sea lion would just keep bringing him dead penguins because he thought it was, like, a dumb sea lion who couldn't hunt. So that they would feed him the dead penguins, extra dead penguins, so that he wouldn't die, but he was just there to photograph, right? So I think animals do not think too highly of humans sometimes. But that's okay. Like, our particular animals do seem to like us for the most part. Except when they don't and then they smack you, right?
I've only had dogs that didn't really like me as a kid. I've never had cats that don't really like me. But the dogs were more like, they just didn't like people in general, like kids. So they all went and lived. We had one dog that went to live with an older woman because she had no kids. And Mr. Murphy did not like children because they were too loud and ran too quickly, too close to him. And so he'd bite our toes. That was Raps. I don't know if he's still alive. He was a small dog. So it's like possible, but probably not.
They live a lot longer than the big dogs do for some reason. They still have the energy, even though they probably like develop arthritis and whatever, but they still want to run around and chase things. So yeah, my former dog, may he rest in peace. He also was playful up until the day he passed. So they do have a lot of exuberant energy, and it helps to have that energy because it like forces me to get out of my chair and actually walk them. several times a day, so that way you can get to your step goal.
Rosa, what is the life expectancy? Do you know on your turtle if he's already 25?
Well, I don't know, actually. The thing that I know is that every year he grows maybe a centimeter bigger. Like, he will shed those shell or whatever pieces on the back. And then they will, you can see the lines, like the, for the tree, like those circles that going bigger and bigger. And then in terms of the lifespan, actually, I never know. Like, originally, I think the species we bought, or the species we thought we had, was the one that will never grow bigger. Like, they were just the same size. But then it turns out this one grows actually bigger and bigger. And now I guess it's the size of my hand, like entire hand. Like, I cannot grab it just by using one hand. You need to use both hands to lift it. But when I was younger, 10 or 15 years ago, I can grab him by hands without problem. So I guess it's something that I need to explore as well, like to see how long it can live and how big it can get. But overall, the turtle, I think the main reason I have a turtle is that I cannot deal with the moment that I need to say goodbye to my pet. And I think for turtle, it's easier because they are supposed to live longer than other animals.
So they will survive us. Well, I've kept you ladies long enough. I know we're supposed to technically be working or something, but I had a great time speaking to you about our love for animals. And I hope everybody out there takes some time to hang out with your favorite furry or scaly pal. Like, I had a classmate who actually had a pair of snakes, and that was crazy. But, you know, most of them has dogs and cats. So we were happy with dogs and cats, but snakes, you know, sometimes if they get too big, I'm just like, maybe they'll constrict me and kill me. But anyway, whatever pet that you guys decide to do, like, I had another one who liked tarantulas, and that was Oogie. So I definitely did not hang out with him as much as we would like because of said tarantulas. But yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this special episode of BioChat. You can find all our information in the show notes. Have a lovely time with your furry friends, and we'll see you on the next episode.